eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
He's Toby, I'm Grant, this is Bustin' Loose Baseball. We wouldn't be giving you a true BLB episode without talking about James Wood, now would we? Woody, 21-year-old left-handed hitting outfielder, absolutely destroying AAA pitching, came into play today, took an offer, which you never see. 415, 547, 707, slash line. That's a 1250 OPS in 11 games, 41 at-bats. He had a game this week. Let me think. I think it was Thursday, day game. Didn't even get to play all nine innings because the rain came and PPD'd it. But at the time of the game being halted, he had already hit two homers and had four hits. The exit velocities were all 107 or higher. Three steals subsequently in another game. In that four-hit game with the four exit velo over 107 hits and the two homers, he had a diving catch in center field as well. Special, man, what we're seeing from him. On Wednesday, the day before the four hits and the two homers, he hit a ball 115.3 off the bat, which was number one in the minor leagues this season. It has been surpassed this weekend. Somebody hit a ball 116, I saw on Saturday night. But no Nationals player at the big league level has hit a ball 115.3 since Juan Soto 3 years ago. And in fact, only Juan Soto has ever done that at the major league level as far as Nationals go. Woods also got more walks than strikeouts. Right now, if you're looking at AAA like percentiles or really any kind of minor league percentiles, 99th percentile exit velocity and hard hit rate, 95th percentile barrel percentage, 97th walk percentage, 75th in strikeout percentage, which is way down, which has been maybe the biggest development we've seen. He certainly looks ready, I will say, Toby, as the Nats have a homestand coming up. Not that I'm suggesting anything.
Yeah, I mean, Ricky, the first home run in that game that you mentioned was off Ricky Tiedemann, who is a top 50 prospect in all of baseball and a lefty. And he pulled the ball, I think was like 405. And then he had a double and he had a single. And then the home run later was even further to the opposite fields. just the stuff that he does, he's showing you day in, day out that, you know, if Rizzo's his moniker is they'll tell you when they're ready. Like you said, he's telling you every single day down in AAA that he's pretty much ready. He's carrying over what he did in spring training and doing it at the AAA level. It's one of those things that, you know, whenever they call him up, if it's now, if it's a week from now, if it's a month from now, it's the right time. Like it just seems like whenever they do it, and it's got to be soon. It's something that I don't think they're going to delay the inevitable. And this is again goes back to the discussion of who would you move on from, and you know what we talked about with Joey Meneses. Like, don't hold a spot up for one of those sorts of guys for James Wood. Like, James Wood, when he's ready, needs to be up here. And I think, you know, that's why they brought in two of very similar players in Eddie Rosario and Jesse Winker, two left-handed bats that I think they were just seeing which one hit. Clearly, so far, it's been Jesse Winker. Eddie Rosario, not so much. Don't let Eddie Rosario just hang out for an extra 3 weeks just because when James Wood is knocking on the door. Just, I think it'd be really cool to see him in Nats Park very soon. I hope it's very soon.
Yeah, I guess my question would be, because if not, if there was no World Series ring being given out to 20,000 fans, replica giveaway on, is that Friday night or Saturday night on the home?
That is Saturday.
Saturday night. And the, you know, they've got the big World Series celly with a bunch of guys coming back. I've talked to Adam Eaton and others that are coming back to D.C. that are very excited. You know, I would think, well, maybe they'll just do it this homestand because you're feels like they're past the date now where they would risk losing a year of his control if they brought him up. But as I think more about it, I mean, you're going to have a packed house, right? They've got to be expecting 35,000+ people on Saturday and Sunday as they bring all these stars back to get their ovations, and Strasburg presumably is going to be there. I mean, it's going to be a really epic weekend at Nats Park. Would you bring up James Wood during that, or strategically, and I hate thinking this way, but it's a business, do you wait until maybe the next homestand when you don't have that draw and when you're back to 10 to 12,000 people at games or whatever that are paying for tickets, and now you bring him up and you get an extra 10 to 15,000 buying tickets for those few games to go see James Wood? I think that might be something in a boardroom privately where you talk about that, but I will say I think it'd be awesome with all of the World Series heroes there and kind of the looking at the old, and then here's the new and debuting him as well. And, you know, let's just sell the thing out. I think that could be really cool.
Yeah, it'd be interesting because I think his debut would be a big thing around all of baseball. And so it'd be interesting to see a lot of people excited about it around baseball and the Nationals, you know, fans being excited about it because it's that weekend where they're celebrating it. Just looking at the schedule, though, I kind of don't feel like it happens next weekend in that Astros series because of what you talked about. But they do have a series where they're back home. You know, they could theoretically give him that whole week with Rochester, and then they have that Monday off, and then they're back home on Tuesday, the 23rd, against the Dodgers for a three-game series. If they weren't to do it for that, because like we've talked about, we were talking about it off air beforehand, they probably don't want to debut him on the road. Then they go back on the road for the rest of April, but then they're back home in May. May 3rd, they begin a five-game homestand against the Blue Jays for three and then against the O's for two. So maybe it's sometime during one of those two series, or maybe it's that Dodgers series after the Astros series, you know, here coming up next week or in a week and a half. But either way, it seems like it could be something that's coming down the pike pretty soon, because James Wood continues to just show you that, like, what you saw in spring training wasn't a fluke.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get to a couple of the comments that were left for us. And again, subscribe, rate, review, and please send us reviews and comments. We will read them. We will shout you out. We are not above that. In fact, we are exactly that low level, I think is what I would say. Not only are we not above that, it's right on our speed.
Right on our level.
Exactly. Nats fan 19. That's a good year to put with that Nats fan. That's the World Series year. That's a keeper. Says, great podcast, informative, fun, and my go-to place to catch up on what's happening with the Nats if I miss a game or two. Keep up the great work, Grant and Toby. So shout out to Nats Fan 19. We appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
Majax4 says, this is the best pod for breaking down the current and future Nats, getting insider nuggets from Grant, fan perspective from Toby, and great production and fill-in support from D-Daddy. Now, he didn't call him D-Daddy, but I am calling him D-Daddy. That's our boy, Darius, says current resident on the line. I'm going to guess he means the Lone Star State. The Line Star. Is there a Line Star State?
I think it's a Lone Star State.
All right, we're going to go with that. Current resident Lone Star State, this pod gives me the access and insights I crave and miss in the DMV. Keep up the good work, fellas, and keep going 1-0 every day. You are a sweetheart. We appreciate you. That means even more that he is in Texas checking us out.
Yeah, especially when you've got winning baseball in Texas and you're following the Nationals.
How about that?
He doesn't
care about Wyatt Langford and Evan Carter getting to the show.
No.
By the way, today I went to Baltimore. Ooh, I know you guys get angry about that. But my wife's still a big Birds fan, and I took my kids up to Baltimore because Jackson Holliday had not had his first hit. I thought, well, let's go up there. He's 0 for a million. Let's see if he can get a base hit, and then my son will be able to say maybe one day he saw him get his first hit. And lo and behold, we saw him get his first hit. So hopefully I could take my kids to see James Wood get his first hit very soon. That'd be a pretty good double dip there, Tobe.
Yeah, I would love that. A James Wood first hit, and then maybe a little bit later on in the year, a Dylan Cruz first hit, and then fingers really crossed, you know, maybe a Brady House first hit. Like, let's just, you know, get all the hits in 1 year. That'd be fantastic.
Let's get crazy, huh? By the way, Dylan Cruz grand slam today. When he has a good game, he has a really good game. I think he
didn't fool around.
If you take, like, his two big games out of this season, and it's only been 8 or 9 games, but he's like 2 for the rest of the year. But those two games are doing some work, man. 2 home runs for him and I think 9 RBI, most of them in those couple of games. It's 8 games total. So 9 for 33 at the plate, average up to 270, but his early season OPS is about 820. So when he locks it in, when he gets dialed in, he's going to be just fine. Four. Darris and Toby, I'm Grant saying so long. Thank you for listening. Bustin' Loose Baseball back at it on the back end of the Dodgers series.